November 29th, Sharmani, Javadharma.
Endows the devotee who's engaged in bhakti with four qualities, four auspicious qualities. And what are those four auspicious qualities? Humility, compassion, freedom from pride, and giving honor to others. These are the four auspicious qualities of order. Because without these, no one can chant the holy name. The mind can't give its attention, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, unless these four things are there. More humble than a tree, more tolerant than a tree, more humble than a blade of grass, not desiring any respect for myself, and offering all respect to others. In such a humble state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So, because a devotee has these four auspicious qualities, the whole world feels affection to him. All kinds of good qualities, starting from these four, become manifest in the heart of the devotee. Bhakti can also give, and does also give, all kinds of pleasure. She can give material enjoyment, she can give the happiness of merging into the impersonal Brahman. She can give all mystic powers like, I want to grab something, I want to grab this, okay, pretty good. But a person who has mystic powers, he can go like that and reach out to another planet and take the fruit from there. He can become more heavy than the universe, he can become, or a planet, he can become lighter than an atom. He can bring others under his control. When Narada Muni came to see Śrīla Vyāsa to encourage him to write his Samādhi Vāsya, his scripture written in the language of trance, because he was in trance and he dictated. When he was there encouraging him, it's explained that because of his bhakti, all mystic powers and all transcendental knowledge manifested in his heart as an insignificant byproduct. So bhakti can give all these things, but we'll see as we discuss the six kinds of bhakti, how insignificant the greatest of these becomes to the pure devotee. So she destroys the stress, she awards all kinds of good fortune, these are the four killers of good fortune. She makes the pleasure of impersonal liberation as great as a puddle made by the footprint of a calf in the mud. Suppose one is riding along on a bicycle and he goes over one of those little puddles and it's a little splash, that's how insignificant it is. And then